हरे कृष्णा, हाइपर स्टिम्युलेशन ऑफ सेंसेस एंड्स इन डिसेंसिटाइजेशन टू सेंशुअल प्लेजर. इन टुडेज वर्ल्ड वेयर देयर इज ऑलमोस्ट अनरिस्ट्रिक्टेड एक्सेस टू पॉर्न ड्यू टू द इजी अवेलेबल ऑफ इंटरनेट एंड इंटरनेट एक्सेस टेक्नोलॉजी सच एज स्मार्टफोन्स, सो many people expose themselves to the most wild and depraved forms of sexuality through such internet porn access. And while there can be many, there are many more serious moral and spiritual consequences of such sexual indulgence in porn, but one consequence which is alarming even materialistic people is the inability of people who have fed themselves on a cornucopia of porn, the inability of such people to have normal sexual relationships. You know, when they, as compared to the ultra imagined sensual fare that is available digitally, you know, the sensual fare that is available in real life appears pale and stale, and people just people don't even feel stimulated by it, and thus this lack of stimulation or to sensual stimuli is not renunciation, it is desensitization. It is not like the determination of a person to fast and to not eat food, but it is like the person who has got diseased and who is just unable to feel hunger because of the disease. So the Bhagavad Gita in its third chapter in the 39th verse states that actually lust is insatiable. आवृतं ज्ञानमेतेन ज्ञानिनो नित्यवैरिण कामरूपेण कौन्तेय दुष्पूरेणानलेन च. सो आवृतं ज्ञानम एतेन, आवृतं कवर्ड ज्ञानम नॉलेज एतेन, बाय दिस रेफर्स टू लास्ट. आवृतं ज्ञानम एतेन ज्ञानिनो नित्यवैरिण, ऑफ द नोवर ज्ञानी नित्यवैरिण, दिस द इटर्नल एनिमी. Kamarupena kaunteya, which is in the form of lust. Dushpurena analena cha, anala is fire. Dushpura is that which is never satisfied. Insatiable fire. So lust burns like an insatiable fire. So the insatiability of lust means that no matter how much people indulge, they are never satisfied. The craving increases more and more. But in this case of overexposure to porn, what happens is the craving is never satisfied, and what is offered in real life appears utterly unsatisfactory. And you know, for those of us on the spiritual path, you know, overexposure and desensitization to sex may not be the big problem. But that same principle applies to us also. Just as overexposure to digital sensuality can desensitize one to physical stimuli, similarly, overexposure to physical stimuli can to physical sensuality can desensitize us to spiritual stimuli. The Bhagavad Gita explains in 2.44. भोगैश्वर्य प्रसक्तानां तया परित चेतसां व्यवसायात्मिका बुद्धि समाधौ न विधीयते. सो भोगैश्वर्य प्रसक्तानां प्रसक्तानां, when one is attached to bhoga and aishwarya, to sense gratification and worldly opulence, then तया अपहृत चेतसां, by that one's consciousness is abducted. व्यवसायात्मिका बुद्धि, the determined intelligence, samadhau na vidhiyate, that satisfaction, that absorption doesn't come. So basically, material attachment take away our spiritual determination. And that's why we as spiritualists are recommended to practice austerity, to not expose ourselves to too much material stimuli. When we instead strive to expose ourselves to spiritual stimuli, even if we don't feel stimulated, even when we say chant, study scripture, take darshan, even if we don't feel any spiritual stimuli, still as a discipline, if we keep exposing ourselves to spiritual stimuli, by that we gradually become purified. And as we become purified, we become spiritually awakened. And as we start getting spiritually stimulated by the contact with Krishna, we start experiencing sublime pleasures. Sukhena brahma samsparsham atyantam sukham ashnute. By contact with the supreme spiritual reality, Brahma, Krishna, we experience atyantam sukha, the ultimate happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.